Those little things that get in your clothes, you talk about?
Moths. They would if you kept them stored long enough, you know, without airing them.
But you put what kind of balls?
Moth balls. That keeps them out. You know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
You ought to show them the same old kind of quilts you have in that cedar chest.
Oh, I bet he saw all kind of quilts. Patch quilts.
You got them all moss balls?
Oh,
you got moss balls?
I got moss balls in
them. I bet those things are pretty. That, made out of wool?
Oh, no,
no, that's
just
hot.
Paint balls. Just like quilts that you see. I know you saw quilts.
Yes, ma'am. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Well, some of them pretty old. Yeah. See, we never used.
Yeah.
Butterfly, Dutch doll.
But he saw a quilt, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
We was talking about doing a luxury and doing that and so on. And, you know, we just about 10 days ago had our first telephone installed. Well, we could have done it years ago if we wanted to. But I guess you say we just conservative, and what's brought this on is going back through them that depression in the 30s. If you had the time my wife and me had back then, and of course we wasn't married at that time. Well, we did marry up in the 30s, too, 1936. You were there to do that time, to take care of him. I mean, if you ever had any, if you ever got any afterwards, you're pretty careful about it. Now, if I made myself plain, and why, I mean, well, that telephone there hadn't been in here more than 10 days. Now, we got a phone booth here at town. I have stood there and spent as high as $10 a time, not often. I could go to bed, you know.
Well, we could have had one, but we just thought we were
wrong. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that going through that depression in the 30s, but I just don't believe in too much spending if I can hold it there.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what got me the notion of putting that telephone in. When I had all this freeze up here in these pipes, and there was 4 nights that my wife had to stay at town.
Couldn't get up the hill.
These hills were something here now, believe me. She couldn't communicate with me and I couldn't with her. In other words, it was about, there were several days here I saw no one, talked to no one, unless it was myself. And I said, if this ever breaks, I'm putting in the telephone.
Well, I could have found out how he was at night, you know. I didn't know whether he might slip on the ice or snow, you know, and lay out, and it'd be cold. And around here, people doesn't come by very often. And I could have called him up every night. I knew, you know, how he was. And he didn't know whether I got hurt or going to work and coming back, because the roads was real slick.
You must have felt a little...
He felt sorry for himself.
I felt sorry for myself, yeah.
You had the... What kind of fever did you say you got?
Cabin fever.
Cabin fever?
That's what he called it.